The Czech Republic is hosting the Women's Basketball World Championships, with 16 teams competing in the event. Australia and the United States are the strong favourites for gold, but world's number two, Russia, also have their hopes high. The Czech team kicked off the tournament against Argentina on Thursday and won 67-53. The next stop for the Czechs was Russia on Saturday. The Czechs started off well, but Russia soon took over and built up a lead of 11 points at half-time. The Czech team came back in the second half, with the final score ending at 55-53. Hanna Horáková scored 17 points for the hosts.
It was a hard game because we know that we have to win against Russia. So it was hard for our team, and we played bad during the first half. During the second it was better, but it wasn't enough. I think that we played maybe with 6 or 7 players. It's not too much for this hard game. We need more players during the game. They have to run. It was very physical basketball, so we need more players.
On Sunday, the Czechs played their remaining opponent in Group D, Japan. They were not expected to put up much resistance to the Czechs, but a series of mistakes in the last two quarters allowed the Japanese to reduce the difference to 4 points with 3 minutes to go. The Czech team eventually won 66-60. Czech center Elena Burgrova thanked the crowd for their great support.
It was very tough because Japanese, they love to fight, they don't want to give up, so it was a very hard game, but I think the fans enjoyed it. You can expect that we will fight even more because we want to go further and further. We love the crowd. We never play in the gym like this, or I haven't played, so the crowd give us a lot of energy.
With the win over Japan, the Czech women secured the second place in their group and advanced to the next stage. In the next group round, they're playing South Korea on Monday, followed by Spain and Brazil. Moving on to football now, it only took Czech striker Milan Baroš 36 minutes to score a hat-trick in Galatasaray's 3-1 win over city rival Istanbul BB on Sunday. In the fifth minute, Baroš headed in from the edge of the six-yard box. The second strike came 9 minutes later when Baroš converted a penalty for handball. And the Czech international completed the hat-trick 5 minutes before half-time with the most spectacular of the three goals. On a break, Baroš received a pass in the box, flipped the ball up, fell, but still volleyed home past goalie. Baroš' performance moved him to the third place in Turkey's Super League top score chart with 5 goals. But the Czech forward suffered a muscle injury in Sunday's game, which puts him out of action for 2 to 3 weeks. He will most likely miss the Czech national side's European Championship qualifiers against Scotland and Liechtenstein in October. And finally, in home football action, top division leaders Plzeň set a league record on Sunday after beating Příbram 2-1 in what was their 9th straight win in a row. Plzeň now lead the table with 28 points, more than any top-flight club ever totaled after the first 10 rounds. Sparta Prague drew 1-1 with Mladá Boleslav on Saturday and lagged 9 points behind Plzeň. Slavia Prague failed to win in their 9th consecutive game on Friday when they lost 3-0 to underdog Slovácko. Slavia now ranks 12th in the Gambrinusliga and trailed the leaders by 18 points. Slavia manager Karel Jarolím offered to step down after a defeat, but club management want to keep him on, at least until Friday's game against leaders Plzeň.